Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS. It's our Cabinet Design Appella Radio postgame show, and we are here with three of the victorious state-bound Eagle softball players, Alexa Dunsberg and Bailey Rosa and Anna Bonnet. Alexa, I'll start with you. You knew that coming in Van Meter was going to be a great team. It seemed like from the get-go that you were aggressive against them, and obviously it seemed like you had their number throughout this lineup. Your thoughts about what it means to be able to help your team go to state, not only with pitching, but obviously two big hits in the game as well.
I just wanted to benefit the seniors, and I knew that I'd have to get my first pitch strikes in there so that my defense could do the rest, and it was just super fun just to watch their faces.
Well, and Bailey, you got this game started. First at bat, a double. It seemed like from there the offense never stopped hitting throughout the night. What was it like for you to be able to get the table set in that way? You finished with three hits in the game. It seemed like every time Van Meter had an answer, you guys responded as well.
Yeah, it felt so good to start out strong. I mean, we just wanted to stay really positive, so the dugout helped a lot. And then, yeah, my team was just behind me in the first inning, and that really helped us throughout the game. So, yeah.
Well, and Anna, you had another big hit. Obviously, things had gotten close late in the game, mm-hmm. and then you're able to rip one down the line, your second triple of the postseason. Take me through that at-bat and what it meant for you to be able to get that big five-run inning started in the seventh.
Oh, man, that at-bat, I was so excited. I was like, I need to hit this. You know, I want to win this game. I want to get that state flag. I just want to do this for this team and for Coach Hare. Like, I love this team so much. And when I was at-bat, I'm like, man, I want to hit a home run. I was like, come on, hit a home run. But, you know, a triple's pretty good, too.
That's okay. A triple's just fine. And it led to a five-run inning. Mm-hmm. Alexa, how did that change your confidence going into the bottom of the seventh instead of a two-run lead? You had a seven-run lead at that point. It was just a matter of getting outs, I'm sure.
Yeah, just the outs were most important, and then the rest was just fun. We just try to make it fun every time, and I think we succeeded with that.
Well, Bailey, obviously this was a bit of an emotional win for Coach Harrell. She's been through a lot this year. Not only the fact that she's been in four of these games and lost, so she's had her heart ripped out four times in this round, but she finally gets through. What does it mean for your senior class to be the one who finally puts her through this, especially knowing all she's been through this year?
Oh, it really feels so good. I mean, I just have a smile on my face because who would have thought that we would have gone to state this year? I mean, we stayed positive through it all, and yeah, this is all for Coach Harrell.
Same question for you, Anna. What does it mean to be able to get Coach Harrell through to this, knowing that she's probably meant a lot to you and vice versa? She wears her emotions on her sleeve on this team. You never know. It's no surprise what Coach Harrell's ever thinking, and obviously this meant a lot to her.
This means so much to, like, have this win for her and for all her struggles, and I love this team, as I said before. And we're just amazing together, and our bond is amazing.
Well, Alexa, obviously you want to celebrate, and we'll let you get to that here in just a second, but my final question for you is, you're going to be going into next week probably as the big underdog. It's very likely that you're going to be the 8 seed going in, knowing you're going to have to see a really good team. But how confident is this team, knowing you just took down the number 4 team in the state, and how excited are you to be able to give it a crack next week and try to keep this underdog run going?
I think we're going to try super hard just to stay positive and confident. And when we do that, we pull it off usually.
Bailey, similar question. What do you think it's going to take this next week to get ready? Not only for obviously the game itself that's coming up early next week, but just for the experience and the hopefully the full week that you'll have to have up there in Fort Dodge.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to stay positive and be encouraging towards one another. And yeah, we'll just have to practice really hard, and then I think we can do it.
And then Anna, obviously the senior class has gone through a lot. You guys were, a lot of you lost a junior spring season a year ago, mm-hmm. and obviously dealt with a crazy year with COVID and everything in between. What does it mean to finally be able to celebrate on this side of things and to be able to be with your teammates and have a normal state tournament next week?
It's been amazing. It really shows how when we all work together, we can do such great things together, and it's just a fun time and fun group.
Well, I said normal. There's nothing normal. You're going to state. Congratulations. We're going to have more of our Cabinet Design Appella Radio postgame show. Alexa, Bailey, and Anna, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.